Presented by T-Mobile, the official wireless partner of Odyssey Sports. With an awesome network and great savings, there's never been a better time to join T-Mobile. Visit your neighborhood store to make the switch today.
Season 2 of The Sunshine Place is the story of an experimental drug rehab for teenagers called Straight Incorporated, where kidnapping, brainwashing, and torture were disguised as therapy. It's the origin story of the troubled teen industry. How do I know this? Because I lived through it. The Sunshine Place, an Odyssey original podcast in association with Robert Downey Jr. and Susan Downey, is available now on the free Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.
There's only one story to talk about today, and that's the election day. And the results are, if you just woke up, Donald Trump has been declared the winner as the 47th president of the United States. It was indicated, I thought, early. You got a sense of it last night.
I agree with that.
And then there was a lot of concern about this taking days, potentially, or even weeks, if it was even tighter. But clearly, Donald Trump has been reelected.
Yes, the trend that I had been picking up on from some of the observers that I follow, they were all saying that Trump tends to outperform his polling, and that is exactly what happened in the battleground states, Larry. By an average of 3 to 4 points ahead of what the polls were saying.
I'm curious, and we obviously will go through this as a country, as media, exhaustively. What were the things that tipped someone's vote one way or the other? And the economy, certainly, border crisis issues. And Donald Trump says he's going to fix that day one, so we'll see if he can.
He made a comment about that in his victory remarks last night. Here's that.
We're going to have to seal up those borders, and we're going to have to let people come into our country. We want people to come back in, but we have to let them come back in, but they have to come in legally. They have to come in legally.
So I'm sure we'll hear more from Donald Trump. And Kamala Harris supposed to speak at some point. I don't know what time they've scheduled that.
I would imagine it's going to be somewhere around 8, 9 o'clock this morning. That way the message will reach the West Coast between 6 and 7 a.m.
All right, that said, there are other, and you just detailed those in the newscast, the other down-ballot races. Any surprises? Maybe Dave McCormick apparently is going to finally unseat longtime United States Senator Bob Casey.
It's all but been declared. He's ahead by 66,000 votes at the last count. They're not done counting ballots yet, but it would appear that that is going to happen. There's 96% of the expected votes have been counted at this point. It's David McCormick, 49.3% of the vote. Bob Casey, 48.2%.
That probably is a shocker to some people, because early on, Bob Casey led by so many votes.
He had a commanding lead for quite a while there. The last I remember, one of the bigger ones was 6, 7, 8%.
And that's what's interesting as you follow these things, is you can get deceived about the early returns. Remember, 4 years ago, it started to change, but that was because they had to count the mail-in ballots.
Right.
And it took time.
And I think that Rich Fitzgerald did a really good job of describing what happened, that the red mirage, the red wave that was apparent at first, and then, you know, the other ballots were counted for the Democrats, and the totals changed dramatically. This time around, he predicted a blue mirage.
Yeah, and that's...
I guess that kind of happened. We'll have to ask him what he thinks about that.
Yeah, he's coming up at our 7 o'clock hour, and we will ask him about that. Some of the other races locally, no surprise. Maybe it surprises Summer Lee had a commanding win, because a lot of people thought that at one point, but at the end of the day, Hayes made a run at it.
Yeah, he got 178,000 votes, almost 179, but it was a 56-43, 56-44 race. And that Summerlee won with 228,000 votes. So that's a pretty convincing 50,000 vote victory. Chris DeLuzio and Rob Mercury were in a pretty close contest. That one went down to a DeLuzio win with almost 54% of the vote. Mercury got 46.
What's interesting about those two men, they have very similar backgrounds. They're within 3 years age of each other in their 40s. Both served our country in the military.
And on policy, really not all that different in the broader sense.
But I appreciate, in particular, those who have served us in the military who decide they want to continue their service in some way, and being in the political arena is a way that they have done it.
Yeah, Guy Reschenthaler cruised to an easy win yesterday.
Right, and he served in the Navy, and then you had, who else?
Let me page down here. I'm trying to get to the right page, Larry. There's one of the unfortunate parts of having these election returns is they're really too detailed, and we have trouble, you know, getting to what we want to get to quickly. But in the, let's see, that was 17th. There's the U.S. Senate. Okay, that's DeLuzio. And that's the only, I'm running out of, I apologize. I don't have a good place to go for this information right now. I'm hopping all over the place. Let's see if the, no, I just tried that one, and maybe the Tribune Review's rundown. We'll take a look over there.
Yeah, I'm looking too. Obviously, though.
Mike Kelly was easily reelected, of course. Trying to think here. Okay.
Yeah, in Butler
Senate,
County.
U.S. House, Lee was the winner. Reschenthaler heads to the landslide win. DeLuzio captures early lead and wins. So those were the big races. And Kelly, the incumbents that ran unopposed or like in Kelly's situation, easily won reelection.
All right, so we'll sort through other details and keep you posted here, but if you just got up, it's all but official.
Right. They're just waiting now at this point for one of the states to be declared officially for Donald Trump, whether it's one of the four remaining battleground states of Michigan, Wisconsin, Nevada, or Arizona, or if it's Alaska. Any one of those states will put him over 270 electoral votes, but they expect that to happen and have already declared him the winner as a result.
And the Republicans take control of the Senate, helped by Dave McCormick.
Well, he hasn't been declared yet.
I know, but he's,
That'll put him up to, I think, 52 Senate seats instead of 51.
But he is leading Bob Casey, and this would be kind of the surprise for many because Bob Casey's just been stamped in every time.
And I guess we have to ask the question of our political experts this morning, including Lenny McAllister. Was McCormick a coattails candidate? Was he carried in on the popularity of Donald Trump in Pennsylvania?
It looks like, so far. And we'll keep you posted on the Big K Morning Show.
Of the Westinghouse Electric and Manufacturing Company in East Pittsburgh, Pennsylvania. We shall now broadcast the election returns.
And here they are, the biggie. If you just joined us, Donald Trump wins election as the 47th president of the United States. And all the networks stayed up overnight because they wanted to hang in there until they were able to make that declaration, which didn't come until last hour.
Yeah, I heard Nora O'Donnell say at one point they'd been going at it for 12 straight hours.
But there's going to be half the people of the country, slightly more, exhilarated, and then the other half disappointed. But we don't have any more political ads to deal with. If you're looking at the bright side from both sides.
Hallelujah.
And somewhat of the mystery of what's going to happen, the anxiety and anticipation is gone. Knowing this early probably helps that. And then we'll hear what Donald Trump has to say at some point early this morning.
It would be nice to go through the holiday season after an election without all this hanging over our heads, you know?
Yeah.
Expectation of, you know, more unrest.
Right. And then The next anticipation will be, once in office, what will he be able to do to pay off his promises of economy, border crisis, and some of the other issues, energy. But one of the things that will be asked is, he said he was going to support mass deportations and to see how that goes.
And that kind of changed as the campaign got toward the close. More specifically, he started talking about rounding up the known criminals, those with criminal records that came in illegally from other countries. Now, I don't know how you're going to do that. You know, that's quite a task.
Well, that's what he said he was going to do. Hey, interestingly enough, and I thought this is significant, the voter turnout in Allegheny County, 74.6%. That's actually encouraging that, you know, both sides were able to energize voters to just come out and vote or mail in their ballots. So,
How many total votes were cast, does it say?
Yes. 710,552. Again, this is Allegheny County.
Yeah.
But I think that's significant.
We do have a winner now in House District 16, by the way. I've been looking for a final result for a while. Some of the material that I've been looking at is outdated, but the race between Matzey and Parrish, Matzey's now been declared the winner. And, boy, there was a lot of commercials on our station in that race.
Those were they were funny.
I mean, kind of like almost cartoonish.
Cartoonish, unless you were Matzey. They weren't funny. But I think people get it these days that politicians can, in their political ads or the PAC money or whatever support systems they have, can basically say anything they want. So how much of that actually resonates with people enough to...
Presented by T-Mobile, the official wireless partner of Odyssey Sports. With an awesome network and great savings, there's never been a better time to join T-Mobile. Visit your neighborhood store to make the switch today.
Season 2 of The Sunshine Place is the story of an experimental drug rehab for teenagers called Straight Incorporated. Where kidnapping, brainwashing, and torture were disguised as therapy. It's the origin story of the troubled teen industry. How do I know this? Because I lived through it. The Sunshine Place, an Odyssey original podcast in association with Robert Downey Jr. and Susan Downey, is available now on the free Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.
Change their votes? I'm sure, obviously, they believe it does. They spent a record amount of money in Pennsylvania to do it.
Yes, they did. One of the things that I like about how we cover the news here in our station, here at KDK Radio, is that we stay away from the pronunciations and the predictions of doom and gloom that you'll see at, you know, in a hotly contested race like this one. It doesn't make much difference which side wins or loses. You're going to get some of that. I'll give you an example. Vox says Donald Trump has won and American democracy is now in grave danger.
Why would they add that?
The Huff Post says the nightmare returns. These kind of things, you know. And in the New York Times, look how they're playing it. Trump storms back. Stunning return to power after dark and defiant campaign.
You have to, I mean, to think of the rise and fall and rise again and look at that bell curve for Donald Trump.
Incredible.
And so many obstacles that seemed insurmountable. And the fact is, he was able to overcome all of those things.
They'll be writing books about this in academia for a long, long time to come.
Richard with Anchorman Paul Rasmussen. A most unusual overnight for a lot of people who waited up, and the declaration didn't come until the 5 o'clock hour. One of our colleagues, Barry Pintar from KDK TV, has been up at the West End Overlook area since 3:30 a.m. Barry, good morning.
Yeah, good morning to you, Larry. What a surprise, huh? How quickly everything turned.
It did, and I think, and as Paul and I have discussed, the fact that we have a clear winner And the, even though it took to the 5 o'clock hour, at least it didn't take days or weeks.
Yeah, that is a really good point. But, you know, just to use my business as an example of what a shock this is, because I'm not sure people understand how unexpected this was. You know, we typically hit the air at 4:30 a.m. We were scheduled to go on at 4 a.m. just to cover the local Senate races, everything that's going on in our area. Well, we were delayed and delayed and delayed, and we have yet to go on the air live because it came down to such a nail biter. None of the major news agencies, whether we're talking about Associated Press, CBS, NBC, ABC, expected the race to be called this quickly. And by about 2:10 a.m., it was looking like, oh my gosh, we are on a speedy victory toward Donald Trump. We were mostly waiting for Alaska, 3 electoral votes there, Maine, Montana, they rolled in one at a time. And then, you know, one of the big states come in. And as you said, an hour ago, all of a sudden, we have a declared next president of the United States. So to your point, yes, you know, we were thinking by the time we were nail biting, counting votes down to the even days after the election. But certainly, I believe a shock that it happened so quickly to the point where folks are waking up this morning and Donald Trump has declared the next president-elect of the United States.
Barry, you know what this reminds me of? The election of 1980 with Ronald Reagan and Jimmy Carter. It was supposed to be super close and it wasn't.
Yeah. Okay. Or how about the last election where everyone was saying, oh, no sweat, a big red wave, Donald Trump will be elected to second term. That didn't happen.
No.
So I think a lot of what we're seeing is certainly the polling that happens ahead of time. The expectations, even by those who have watched these things for years and years. But I got to tell you, in my opinion, you're moving to your side of the business. I think the moment that Joe Rogan and Elon Musk went on and started talking about Donald Trump has got to be the next thing, their audience, their followers are huge. So many last minute unexpected things hit the fan to the point where this early in the game, 2 a.m., we're there.
Barry, the Joe Rogan podcast with Donald Trump was 3 hours long. In the first 3 days, it picked up almost 40 million listens or views.
Yeah, you know, I heard, and you probably know this better than I did, but I heard if you combined CNN, Fox News, all the major networks combined, more ears were on that conversation and what Joe Rogan does than all of these networks and all of the work and time and hundreds, thousands of people behind all of their analysis. So even that, Larry, shows you how much the world has changed. Factor in social media. Factor in all the Joe Plumbers out there on TikTok and Instagram going at it. You know, we're just looking at a completely different landscape in terms of predicting what happens next. And now, of course, as you know here, getting back to Pennsylvania, now we're down to the Senate race. Now we have another nail biter, Bob Casey, McCormick. 1 percentage point away. Now, clearly, already the Senate has won. The red will control the Senate. But, you know, Bob Casey has held elected office as a Democrat in this state since 1996. Will that Senate seat now turn blue? First of all, will it matter? Yes, it doesn't matter that the red will control the Senate. Every seat is of paramount importance. And now, all eyes are shifting, if you can believe it, back to Pennsylvania to see if now we're going to have a Senate seat go from blue, Bob Casey, to red, Dave McCormick.
It certainly looks like that may happen, and that would be locally maybe the biggest surprise. And we know the country's been pretty much divided down the middle for a long time, and that's not changing. However, having the Senate and the House, Donald Trump will have a lot more latitude and able to get whatever he wants done, presumably, right?
Yeah, that is exactly right. And you know, yesterday when we chatted, I was outside of a poll at Ross Township, and one of the things that I did afterwards was just interview voters as they were coming out of the polls. And my question was pretty generic. So how did the process go? What do you think of, you know, the election this year? I had so many people tell me, I had this one, just to put it in perspective, this one big, burly, 30-something guy come out, and he said, you know, I woke up with butterflies in my stomach. I'm experiencing so much anxiety over this election. And I heard that time and time again, to the point where I called our news desk, and I said to our assistant news director, I said, you know, there's a story here we weren't expecting. People are tied up in knots over this election. Now, keep in mind, this is before we knew what happened. So as I go on to do some research, I discover that the American Psychological Association polled 3,300 people and found that 67% of them had a diagnosed anxiety over the election. But listen to this number, 77% of them had a diagnosed anxiety about the future of the company depending, the future of the country depending on who's going to be elected. So now what we're facing on top of all of this, Donald President is going to be president of the United States, but all of these people who were tied up in knots before the election in terms of what will happen, certainly at least half of them now will wake up this morning tied up in a whole new set of knots, worried about the direction of this country. To your point of so much red out there, as not everyone wants red, not everyone wants blue. It's going to leave a lot of people in a lane where they're not comfortable for our tomorrows.
Well, Barry, appreciate your time. Hopefully you'll get on the air sometime in the next 2 weeks.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah, we have a lot to watch here in Pennsylvania still. Again, all eyes continue to be on Pennsylvania, Larry. A lot of folks are looking at us to see the direction of the whole, the future of the country. So we'll be here covering it for you, for sure.
Appreciate it. Barry Pintar, KDKA-TV on the Big K Morning Show. And, yeah, I just, again, reiterate, promises made. Whichever party would have won, since Pittsburgh and Pennsylvania have been so important, we just hope those promises will be delivered to our region.
And what Barry was saying about anxiety and concern, I don't know how many conversations I've had in the last 2 weeks with people who, they know what I do, but they were sharing with me their misgivings or their concerns or worries, and from all walks of life and all political persuasions.
Yeah, I hope that we can get to a point sometime soon where we can move beyond some of that. Certainly the anxiety of who's going to win and will it take forever to find out who wins has already been settled.
Yes, and avoiding like a contested election.
Right.
Yeah.
Which I don't think we're going to see this time.
No.
So we got a lot more to bring you here on the Big K Morning Show. Thank you for choosing us. Coming up right after the news at the top of the hour with Paul Rasmussen. He is the executive director of the Southwestern Pennsylvania Commission. Rich Fitzgerald will be in studio for the next hour. We got a lot to talk about. Obviously, we'll touch on the elections and what's going on around the region, since in his role, he covers 10 counties and the city of Pittsburgh.
Is that all?
Yeah. And it's a bipartisan position. So for him, as the former Democratic leader of Allegheny County for 12 years, he steps into a role where he has had to and will continue to work with both parties to get major projects, infrastructure things accomplished, forward thinking for the region. And it'll be interesting to see, with now the Republicans controlling back in the White House, controlling the Senate, controlling Congress, that should streamline the path for anything Donald Trump wants to accomplish from a, lawmaking and policy changes. He should have pretty much a free hand in that regard, or not. What?
And somebody has to help coordinate the incoming federal funds for the region. Because you have 10 different entities, it takes the ability to bring people together over a cup of coffee and agree on, let's go in this direction, and then the meetings begin, the planning starts.
Yeah, so you roll up your sleeves, now you got to get back to work.
Presented by T-Mobile, the official wireless partner of Odyssey Sports. With an awesome network and great savings, there's never been a better time to join T-Mobile. Visit your neighborhood store to make the switch today.
Season 2 of The Sunshine Place is the story of an experimental drug rehab for teenagers called Straight Incorporated. where kidnapping, brainwashing, and torture were disguised as therapy. It's the origin story of the troubled teen industry. How do I know this? Because I lived through it. The Sunshine Place, an Odyssey original podcast in association with Robert Downey Jr. and Susan Downey, is available now on the free Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.